Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special school for Golan Ben Gabriel, Matem Ben Varali, Shira Ben Ruti, Ezraim Ben Asim, Minyam Tzimcha Ben Adina Minya, Rocha Ba'atzlacha, Bechol Ma'ase Yideyem, for Prius Hashlem, and Achgita Basrocha and Tzvi, Chose Bechol Tzuchol Dinu Vemeilea. The Mishnah in Masech HaZvachim, at the beginning of the second parak says, Kol HaZvachim, all slaughter offerings, Shekiblu Daman, whose blood was collected by, A, the following, Zar, Einin, Tfulya, Mechus Kippur, Mechus Begad, Mishar, Segam, Ram, Aril, Tame, Yeshev, Omen, Agabe, Kem, Agabe, Em, Agabe, Ragli, Chaveru, Posta. So here are the following people who can't do Kibbalah Saddam, a non-Kohen, somebody who was a mourner before the burial, somebody who's going to become Tar at night, he was Tavil and he's going to be Tar at night, he's a Tfulyom, he's a Mechus Kippurim, he still has to bring his Karbanos, like a Zav or a Tzaira, has to bring his Karbanos on the eighth day. So he hasn't brought his karbanos yet. Mechosi begad, he's lacking begadim. He hasn't washed his hands and his feet. Uncircumcised, tame, he's sitting. He's standing on kelim. He's standing on a behem. He's standing on rabbi chaver. All these cases, puzzle. So that's the Mishnah. And the Tosfos is bothered. What about shtuyei yayin and puri rosh and baal mum? If someone's a baal mum, if they have a mum or they've drank wine or they let their hair grow for more than 30 days, so such a person is also Lavoida. Why don't we mention the Baal Mum Shtuyan Puri Rosh? So answer is Taisvis, because there it says explicitly that he's Mechal the Avoida. But in these cases, the Mishnah doesn't say explicitly, therefore the Mishnah has to point out these instances, these people, and not Baal Mum Shtuyan Puri Rosh. Shitum Kubet is there, and now Zion says that maybe the difference is that the Mishnah is only telling us people who aren't Musar B'Shaz Bia. In other words, a Baal Mum Shtuyan Puri Rosh isn't allowed to go in there in the first place. There's nothing to talk about. These people are allowed to be in there in the first place. They're just not allowed to do the avodah. And the Mishnah is only telling us those who are not allowed to do the avodah, but they're allowed to go in the first place. The only problem is, what about Tameh? What about Tameh? How do you explain that Tameh is in the Mishnah? Tameh is also not allowed to go in there in the first place. So what's he doing in the Mishnah? So answers the Shita Mekubetzes, because he became Tameh in the Azara. So since he became Tummy in the Azara, we're saying that such a person who became Tummy in the Azara is not allowed to do the Avodah. But the other people, the Shtuyei Yayin and Puri Rosh and Baal Mum, aren't allowed to go in there in the first place. The only problem is that Shtuyei Yayin and Puri Rosh also have a scenario where it happened inside in the Azara. The one he drinks inside the Azara, it's 30 days past and he's in the Azara, and now his hair is considered long, too long, so you have to tell them not to do the avod, even though they were allowed to be there in the first place, because they came in Beheter. So just like the Tameh came in Beheter, and we enumerate them in the Mishnah. So to these people who came in Beheter, why don't we enumerate them in the Mishnah and say that they're not allowed to do the avodah? That's the kasha. So the Gevaldik Yad HaLevi says as follows, that the Shita Mekubetza says that Tameh is talking about a case that he became Tameh in the Azara. We have to understand, if somebody became Tameh in the Azara, we have a chiddush in the Gemara and Masech HaShavuos and Daf Tezayin, that he's not allowed to be there. He's chayev. Even if he became tummy in the Azar, he's still chayev for being tummy in the Azar. So he's not only a chayev for going in when he's tummy, but he's also chayev when he's there in the first place. Well, when he's there in the first place, but had there, and then he becomes tummy. So what is Shita Mekubetzes saying? No, we mentioned Tameh because he already became Tameh in the Azara, so he was allowed there in the first place. Yeah, but now he's not allowed to be there anymore. So you don't have to mention him. He has to get out. Of course, he's not allowed to do the Avodah. He's not allowed to be there in the first place. Of course, he's not allowed to do the Avodah. So why do we have to mention Tameh? So it would appear Pashut that what the Shita Mekubetzes means, that we're talking about a case where he wasn't inside long enough. He has to be in there long enough, kedei shtachavoya, in order to bow. He has to be there long enough in order to bow, but he wasn't. So let's say he was only there for less than a few seconds that are required. So then we say, oh, those seconds you're in there, beheter, you're not allowed to do Kabbalah Saddam. It's talking about where he wasn't Shoah Bifnim, where it was just, you know, within the first second or two, he's Makabal Dam. So it's saying, such a person, don't be Makabal Dam. Even though you're allowed to be here still, because it's not Get Kadesh Shtachavah, but don't, still you shouldn't be Makabal Dam. And we see this in Shavuos Yad Zayin, that the Gemara says, how do you have a case that the Tameh was Mishamish? Does the Avodah and he's Chayav Misa? I, it's not else that, typically that he's not allowed to be Shoah in the first place. If you don't need to come on to, you don't need to come on to, not, I'm not doing the Avodah, he's not allowed to be there in the first place, answers the Gemara. No, we're talking about a case where he became Tameh inside and, he took his the big fork and he helped the carbonas burn faster. So he's chayv mishum avoda, even though he wasn't shoah, he's chayv al tavod, even though he didn't tarry in there. So that's the yisod that we saw that as long as he's not there long enough, so still he's still chayv kares al the shehiyah, and he's still chayv kares, he's still chayv misa al the avoda. And then Echanami, if he tarries in there, so then he's also going to be chayav to the tarry, the shehiyah. We're talking about where he wasn't shoah, and still he's not allowed to do the avodah. So that's the teretz we're explaining over here. That's what Shittim this means. You asked about a tameh, so I'll explain to you tameh. Pshat in the tameh is that he didn't. He wasn't there long enough to be chayav out being in there, inside the mikdash. So we say, nevertheless, you're still not allowed to do the Kabbalah Siddah. The Rambam, Bias Mikdash 1:16, writes, Legabe the Yisr of Shtuyayin, that if he drinks wine, Bein Ulam V'Lam Mizbeach, between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, he drinks wine over there, or he rips his clothing, he's also not allowed to do, he gets Malkus. In the Sefer Chedushim of Chaim HaLevi al Rambam, Perek Aleph, Mechos Bias Mikdash, he explains, that for the chiyuv of shtuyei yayin, we don't need a ma'aseh bi, as long as he's inside when he's shasui, or he's peru'a rosh, for that he's chayiv. So you don't need a ma'aseh bi, as even if he's there, right? That's why the Rambam says, like Lagavi the yisur of shtuyei yayin, if he's shasui yayin, he's or kara bugadav, he's like it. Because he's not allowed to, he's not allowed to be there at all. You don't have to have a ma'aseh bi, even if he's didn't do a ma'aseh bi, b'yisur, because he was there beheter, but still, if he's shoyse yayin, then he gets malchus. So according to this, we can understand the shita. And what's Tamei talking about? It's talking about where he was nitme b'fnim, and he worked, he did the avod without shehiyah, without tarrying. So there the chiyuv is only out the aveda. The chiyuv is only out to the avoda, not the shehiyah. But shtuyei yayin and purei rosh, he's going to be chayuv, even without shehiyah. It's the second he's a shtuyei yayin and a purei rosh, so then he's already chayiv. You don't need a ma'aseh bi'ah. The very fact that you're there is enough to be mechayiv you. So that's why the Mishnah didn't mention shtuyei yayin and purei rosh, because there you don't have to come on to the avodah. He's chayiv just for being there in the first place. Whereas by Tam, he's not chayav for being there in the first place, in an instance where he wasn't there kadeish tachavai and he did the avodah quickly. And nevertheless, we say that even then he's chayav misa between the avodah, but it's not out to shehiyah. Whereas by shtuyah and purush, you don't need shehiyah, and therefore you don't have to tell us that he's not allowed to do the avodah typically pashut because of the he's there in the first place, which is why the Mishnah doesn't mention it according to the Shi'ur Bumetzis. However, the Yikar Divrei Hashita that writes that we don't have a case of Shtuyei Yayin and Purei Rosh without being inside the Beis HaMikdash, we have to understand. Because even according to Shitas HaRambam, there's an Isser Knisa of Shtuyei Yayin and Purei Rosh, that's all when he's Minam Mizbech V'lefnim. Like it says in the first parak of Kehilim, Ben Ulam Mizbech Mekudesh Yemenu, Shein Ba'amu and Purei Rosh, V'lo Ruch HaTzitayim V'Ragalayim Nechnas L'Sham. So Lehejit, that for the Isser Knisa of Purei Rosh, it's only between the Ulam and the Mizbech. So Mishkachas Le'Pshitus, a chiyuv avodah without an iser knisa, that he does the avodah when he's not bein ulam lamizbeach. He does the avodah in the azara, not between the ulam and the mizbeach. So what are we mechapsim po tziur? Eich afshar lomar? Slicha, eich afshar lomar? She'ein iser avodah shel shtuyei yayin u'purei rosh. Without an Isser Knisa, it's not true. L'chayra, because you can have an because there's no Isser Knisa if he's not all the way inside. He's not Bein Ulam Lamizbech, he's not further in. He's on the more external part of the more outside part of the Azar. And he does the Avodah there. So he's not going to be Chayav Atz the Knisa, but he's going to be Chayav Atz the Avodah. So how can we say that he's anyway Chayav Atz being there? He's not. As long as he's not Bein Ulam Lamizbech. So in fact, this Kashi was asked by the grid, by Rabbi Yosha Ber Soloveitchik. If I'm not mistaken, we're referring here to the grid ben agriz, right? We have a grid ben agram and a grid ben agriz. Rav Yosef Dov Alevi Velvel, right? There was a brother of Velvel and another brother of Moshe. And Rav Moshe had a son, Rav Yosha Ber, who's famous for being the of Beis Din in Boston, as is written on the Daf Shar of a certain Sefer. And he also was had a certain position in Washington Heights in a hallowed institution over there in YU. And then there's the grid, his cousin. That's a grid ben agram. And then there's the grid ben agriz. Rav Yosha Ber, the son of Rav Yitzchak Zeb, Rav Elvel, of Yerushalayim, later in life. So he already asked this kasha. Okay. So, the Iker Kushya Sashita, why doesn't it say in the Mishnah, Shtuye Yayin Puri Rosh? Rav Avram Yeshua Soloveitchik, Rav Avram Yeshua is in the next generation. They have a number of brisker yeshivas in Yerushalayim. So one of them is run by Rav Avram Yeshua. That's like a famous, one of the famous, very, very chashuv yeshivas. The boys really want to get in there. American boys, loads of American boys. They learn there for 2, 3, 4 years. And they go back to Lakewood. And hopefully within months, they after being in the freezer, it gets cold over there in Lakewood. Then they're engaged. In any event, Rav Yeshua said in the name of Hagrid that we can say Shecholiku Isura de Tame me Isura de Purei Rosh, that there's a distinction between the Isur of Tame and the Isur of Purei Rosh. That by Tame, the Isur Kenisa and the Isur Aveda are two distinct Isurim that are not interdependent. Two distinct Isurim which are not interdependent. But by Purei Rosh, the Isur Knisa and the Isur Avoida are interdependent. It's one Isur. That you're not allowed to go in. And do the avoda. That's the Isser. Purei Rosh and by Purei Rosh, and Shtuya Yayin, the Isser Knisa and the Isser Avoda are interdependent. It's one Isser. And you're not allowed to go in. And you're only Chayev when you are Chayav Malkus, and when he does what? When he does the Avodah. The Rambam writes the first parak of Vuchas Bias Mikdash. Halach Aleph kol koyin akashel Avodah im shasa yayin asa lo li kanes min amizbech v'lefnim. Any koyin who's kashel Avodah, if he drinks wine, he's not allowed to go from the mizbech and further in towards the ulam. And if he does, im nichnas, if he does go in and do the avoda, his avoda is pasul and he's chayiv misa bidei shamayim. So it's mashma that his chiyuv is it's only going to be chayiv if he actually does the avoda. And we have to say that even though with respect to the chiyuv knisa, he's only chayiv bein ulam lamizbeach, but legabe the chiyuv of nichnas ve'avad is going to be chayuv b'chol hazar. And the Rambam says the same word later about Purei Rosh in Bias Mikdash in the first parak, that a Purua Rosh is also not allowed to be there. also an Isser Knisa and the Pura Rosh. Coin to Godel Saros, all the Connors Minas Bech for the Fnim, Vimnechnas Velvet Chive Misibdisha Mayim, Kashikor Shavad. So again, you see this the relationship between doing the avoda and being nichnas. So again, we're going to say the same word that we said by shtuya yayin, that as far as the chiyuv on just entering, it's going to be only ben ulam lamizbeach. But a chiyuv of nichnas ve'avad, then he's going to be chayuv in the entire azara. And here then the Isser of again, Knisa and Avoda are interlinked. So the Kasha of the Shita was, why does it not say in the Mishnah, Shtuya Yayin Upurei Rosh, that they're also now allowed to do Kabbalah Sadam? So the answer is, so the answer is that there's a difference. The Tame is mentioned because the Isser Knis and the Isser Avodah are two distinct Isurim. Therefore, you can mention separately the Isser of Avodah. But by the Shtuya Yayin Upurei Rosh, they're not distinct. They're the Knisa and the Avodah are one Isser. If we're dealing with not Bein Olam Mizbeach, Bein Olam Mizbeach, you're chayv just on the Knisa. But if it's not Bein Olam Mizbeach, then you're chayv on the Knisa and the Avodah together. And therefore, the Mishnah doesn't mention that because you're chayv out the Knisa. Whereas when it comes to a Tame is chayv on the Avodah alone. And just one more ha'ara, that Taisa says that Purei Rosh are Mechalel. That's according to one man, the Amar and Sanhedrin, of Chav Beis Amid Beis, that there's Chilul, the Rambam doesn't pask in that way. The Rambam passes Purei Rosh, not Mechal the Avod. But the Taisa says that it's Lehedya. It's Ksiv Behedya Chilul. So it does say Bechilul Behedya by a Baal Mum, but not by Shtuya Yayin and Purei Rosh. That's it's not Behedya. It's learned because they're considered Zarim. The Shtuya and Purei Rosh, like Tosis writes, Dibur Maskel Asi B'Kav V'Chomer V'Al Mum. That's discussed by the Sefer Kodesh David. HaKopana Marev Rabbeisai, what we learned in this year was that we learned who's not allowed to do the Avodah. And then we asked, Tosis says, how come we didn't mention Ba'al Mum Shtuya Yayin and Purei Rosh? Tosis answered, because they're written explicitly. Therefore, doesn't have to say that they can't do the avoda. And the Shita Mekubetza says because they're aser alts just being there in the first place. Whereas we're talking in the Mishnah about people who are aser of the avoda. But Baal Mum Shtiyan and Pur Rosh are not allowed to be there in the first place. And then he said, what about Tame? He's also not allowed to be there in the first place. And he's mentioned in the Mishnah. The answer is Tame became Tame in the Azara. And then we asked, okay, so what about Shosi Ayin Bazar? What about somebody who became a poor Rosh Bazar? So they also came in Behet there and then became that way. And the Mishnah mentions Tamei, who came Tamei there, so why doesn't he also mention poor Rosh and Shtuya Yayin? And then we were Mechalek, that Nitma's talking about where he does the Avodah without Shehiya. So he's not going to be chayav to the Shia tarrying there. He's only going to be chayav to the avoda. Whereas by Shtuya and Purei Rosh, there's no. He's, the second he becomes a Shtuya and Purei Rosh, he's ready now to be there. And then we asked, how can you say that there's no tzir of Shtuya and Purei Rosh without the Isser of Knisa? Right, that's what the Shita Mukubetza says. They're ready also out to the Knisa. No, they're not. If it's not being Olam Lamizbeach. It's not being a ulam lamizbeach, then there's no iser of knisa, and there is an iser of avoda. So that was the kasha that we asked, and we left with the tzarech iyun. And then we have the, again, back to the kasha of the shita, who says, what about shtuya yayin and purei rosh? How come they're not mentioned in the Mishnah? The answer is that their Isser is one with their Isser Avod and the Isser of Knesset is one. So if they're not Ben Ulam Lamizbech and they do the Avoda, so then they're Chayiv right, but Ben Ulam Lamizbech, they don't need to do the Avoda. But if they're not Ben Ulam Lamizbech, they don't have to do the Avoda, and then they're Chayiv Alts the being there together with the Avoda. And therefore, since these two Asurim are one, we don't mention it. So the Mishnah is talking about only those Asurim where it's just for the, where you get it just for, where you passel just because you, to the Avoda, not because you were in that place in the first place, because you were in the Azara in the first place. Whereas by Shtuyan and Purei Rosh, when you do the Avoda, not being on the Mizbech, you're Chayiv not only out to the Avoda, but also out to being there. So that's not mentioned by the mission, only mentions when you're Chayiv just for the Avoda. Whereas by Tomei, the Yisr Avoda and the Yisr of being there are two separate things. Okay, so obviously there's a Velt more to say, and hopefully we will continue. We have a, you know, few thousand shiurim that I like to give in Tzvachim. Let's see how much life the Rabbanu Shalom gives us, you know. Hoping for the best. Have a beautiful day. Thank you so much for listening, sweetest and most beloved friends.